This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. NPR's Juan Williams is back with us. Impress your friends. Be the envy of your neighbors. Know what is happening with Day to Day's weekly preview of the institution that sets the news agenda for Washington, the Sunday talk shows. Juan, this week, it looks like Democratic presidential candidates are going to get a lot of attention. Joe Lieberman's going to be on Meet the Press. Someone's going to say, Joe, what happened with your friend Al Gore?
You ain't kidding. Boy, talk about the Shakespearean tale of betrayal. You know, when he thinks of Al Gore and Gore's decision, not simply a decision to endorse Howard Dean, but the fact that really he didn't inform Lieberman and sort of left Lieberman hanging there to be shocked and to have to admit to the cameras that he was unaware of what was going on, made Lieberman look weak and ineffectual, and really, I think, ended Joe Lieberman's chance to be the Democratic nominee for president.
Is this the way politics is done? I mean, do people keep things like this secret because they don't want them to leak out? I mean, maybe Mr. Dean's campaign insisted that it be absolutely secret.
No, I think this was Al Gore's show, and I think it was his moment in the sun. I think Dean would have taken that endorsement any and every way that he could get it. And the reason I say it was a Gore show is that Gore, you know, I think a lot of people are just surprised at the behavior. It's almost out of character for him, someone who has been in the past, you know, so robotic. Remember that he was the guy who was chanting what his lawyer had told him about campaign fund violations by saying, no controlling authority, no controlling authority.
He didn't seem very spontaneous and open.
No, that's our robotic friend. And all of a sudden he makes this, you know, Al Gore unplugged move here to suddenly not only surprise the entire Democratic political process, but to do it in such a way as to put a thumb in the eye of Bill Clinton and the other Democratic Party leaders who have been reserving their endorsements to this point.
One on Fox this Sunday, the show where you are one of the questioners and panelists, your guest is Massachusetts Senator John Kerry. He had been the front runner at one point. Obviously, he no longer is. Are you going to tell him on the show what you've said to us, that you think it's over?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt that people are going to say that to Kerry, to Lieberman, to all the rest. But I mean,
Dick Gephardt on Face the Nation this weekend also.
Yeah, Gephardt's been hearing it too. I mean, if there's anybody who says, I don't believe it, you know, let the voters vote. No one's cast a single vote yet. It's got to be Gephardt, who has a chance in Iowa. You know, Gephardt really is the opposite of Dean in some ways. I mean, he'll posit that Dean is a Northeast, you know, liberal, and that he is a guy from the Middle West, good family values, someone who stood with unions in the past, understands what farmers go through, represented people in the federal government, knows how Washington works, and he is close to Dean in Iowa. So that's going to be a very interesting race. But once you get out of there, boy, you come to New Hampshire, and Dean already has a large lead over John Kerry, senator from Massachusetts, in Kerry's neighboring state of New Hampshire. And it's been a surprise. But Kerry's campaign has not caught fire. Kerry's made some very good speeches, said some interesting things, but he has not inspired people. This is what Al Gore said when he was endorsing Dean. Dean has managed to inspire people, caught the drift, you know, the kind of zeitgeist of the American moment, and inspired young people and people who were previously alienated from the political process to get involved, more than get involved, to send money, send dollars, and they're doing it. That's why Dean is far ahead in terms of fundraising.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Juan, thanks for being with us again.
A pleasure, Alex.